Mabel Louise, we want to hear from you before you're gone here. So today,
okay.
You've been here for you've been more than an hour, right? So you come in, you kind of do some
early.
Finishing up, do some work on that and so forth. And sometimes you're here for
go
meetings.
I over my notes.
Yeah, indeed.
Say hello to all the staff.
And
we
usually
visit
get
together.
Usually go through some of the mail, right?
That's
and
right.
That sort of thing. So
there's a basket in front of me that says Mabel Louise, and all the mail goes
all
in
all the mail
there,
goes through that.
All the prayer requests. The staff pray about them and over them, and then I take them home, and
wonderful.
I do the same.
Very good.
So
wonderful.
Yes.
Well,
how about
carry
that?
Carry on. It's
That's
good.
An inside report. And say, what a wonderful day, my goodness. So nice and cool. I hope you're able to get out and about and enjoy every moment of it. Say, guess what? In my desk today was catch and match letter. That's going to be in your mailbox soon. And by the way, if you're not on the mailing list, do call us or write us. Send us your address, your name and address, and we'll put it on with all the rest. And you can keep up with what's happening among Christian circles and here at WWIB. And Catch and Match, as you have heard through the years, is where you give a gift of $10, it becomes $20. A gift of 50 becomes 100, and a gift of 100 becomes 200. How about that? What a help and blessing. And by the way, on the back of the letter, she has the giveaways for the month, but at the bottom, Carol keeps you up to date as to what comes in and what we need during each month. And this month, our prayer is that we will reach the goal of $27,212. Well, if we reach that, that means you're going to help us. Would you do that for us? We'd be so grateful. We'd love to catch up from the lean months during this summer. So anything you can do would be just great, and we'd be thankful. And today I want to bring you some messages, concerning nature. And here's a beautiful Bible portion that relates to my subject. And it's found in the first chapter of the book of Genesis. Let me read it to you today. From the New International Bible. It's verse 30, and it says, "And God said, let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky." So God created great creatures of the sea, and every living and moving thing with which the water teems. It was according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning. It was on the fifth day. How about that? Well, so today my subject is, again, about birds. And I pray that you're enjoying this creation series. Summertime is, of course, the best time to teach your children and grandchildren and each one of us about the Lord's beautiful creatures. On my last broadcast, I gave you some details on how God actually made the birds, how hollow their little bones are hollow so they can be light and fly high in the sky. I gave you all those details. I thought it was so interesting. I'm having fun. Yes, I love to do the research on God's handiwork. It's beautiful. And I was reminded again of those verses found in the 11th chapter of Romans. Let me read them to you, please. I love this. It just makes me soar up into the sky in praise to the Lord. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Think about it. How everything dovetails. One thing needs the other, and it just fits right in together like a big puzzle. And then he goes on to say, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who has first given to him? And it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. And then Paul puts a big amen after his statement. Yes, that's found over in Romans, the 11th chapter. The Apostle Paul, I think, is really overwhelmed by the glories of our God. And you know what? That's the way I feel today. And when I do my research and study and pray, I just sit in my desk and just sometimes I can just say, praise the Lord at some of the things that I learn about his creation. Aren't you thankful today for eyes to see and ears to hear those beautiful birds and the sounds about us? Well, in light of the scripture that I just read from Romans, let's study the Bible and see what the Bible has to say about birds. I was astounded. Did you know that birds are written about in 45 books of the Bible? Think about that. They are used as examples for us to observe and to follow or not to follow. Like, for instance, how about the ostrich, as God talked about him in Job chapter 39. God said, he has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding. Well, if you recall, the ostrich lays her eggs anywhere. She just lets them drop right out in the dust and dirt. And if one of them should hatch, she never cares for her babies. If they live, they're strictly on their own. And it was interesting to learn the names of the birds that the scriptures talk about. Let me just give you a few of them. The cock, which is the rooster, the chicken, the dove, the eagle, the owl, the hawk, the ostrich, the partridge, the peacock, the pelican, the quail, the pigeon, the raven, the screech owl, the sparrow, the stork, the vulture, the swallow, the turtle dove, and I'm sure I've missed some of them, but that's just a few. Think of it. God wrote about each one of them. Let me give you just a few Bible illustrations, just for fun. How about Matthew 10? Here's what it says. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father knowing. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Wow. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. How about that? And then the psalmist in Psalm 102 is in trouble. He has observed the birds and listened to what he's saying. I'm like a pelican of the wilderness. I'm like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. I recall when my husband and I were overseas speaking, I saw strings of sparrows for sale. Of course, they were dead. And the missionaries reminded us that the people love to make sparrow soup. Sparrows were plentiful and cheap in the marketplace. And then there was another example of the quail, where the children of Israel complained and wanted meat to eat. Remember that? And this was while they were in the desert. So God sent quails from the sea and let them fall in the camp so they would have some meat to eat. Let me ask you something. Have you ever noticed the dove, that sweet little bird, the dove? Not too colorful, but so sweet. I remember as a child having my bed close to my bedroom window and waking up in the morning hearing that soft call of the dove. It was so soft and so soothing. I was surprised to learn that the Bible has 31 references where it talks about the dove. Think of it. I suppose the most familiar reference would be Noah, do you think? Noah was sending out the dove to check to see if the water had subsided. And Noah sent the dove out 3 times, and the last time, the dove remained outside. And it's so interesting to note that Noah sent out a raven first, and the raven didn't return. Have you ever wondered why? Well, let me cue you in. The raven is a scavenger bird, and it will eat flesh or anything where the dove actually is more selective and needs insects or seeds. So the dove came back with an olive leaf, if you remember, after 3 times being sent out by Noah. But here's what Genesis 8:9 informs us. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him in the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. And he put out his hand and took her in into the ark. After all, she had no place to land and no food to eat. So she had to come back in to Noah. Why do you think the birds, the Lord mentions them so many times? I think it's because he wanted us to learn so many lessons, and he uses them as examples. The Lord wants us to enjoy their beauty, and to watch for them and take note of them. I have a nest of cardinals in the bush right off my front porch. The male is so beautiful, and the female is too, but not as pretty as the male. And it's been such a sight to see them so close by and watch them work hard to build the nest and sitting on the eggs. I can hardly wait for the babies to be born. And you know what? I really enjoy their songs, especially in the morning. What a concert they give us in the early morning hours. You were listening to my last broadcast. I told you that they were the first to sing in the morning and the last to sing at night. I guess the early bird gets a worm, but if you remember, I told you that they don't really like the worm. They prefer seeds and insects. So I guess we can stop saying that the cardinal is the early bird who gets the worm. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed this nature story and thinking about the birds, because they're so plentiful in our area in the summertime. And I'm sure they are where you live. And this is just a reason for me to bring to your attention how great our God really is. And to be thankful for the fact that Jesus died for you. Yes, he loves you. And he died on the cross so that you might have eternal life. It's been so good to be with you. God bless you, and goodbye.